This week on Clown College.
And funny.
I saw his dick.
You when did?
When it got leaked online. Did you see it, Brandon?
Nah, man.
Pull that up,
yeah,
let's
see.
No, we're not pulling up that.
All right, man. Hey, we'll see it afterwards.
It's like Drake, man.
I'm a big wrestling fan, bro.
He said we'll see it afterwards.
Nah.
He's like, yeah, I got it on my phone.
I'm good. Wait, so that's really out there?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What the hell?
I just saw it on Twitter when I was like 13. This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
Brandon, just know this is that screen recording.
All right, Brandon, I promise you this time nobody's going to jump out and surprise you, man.
You sure?
No. Shorter ethnic gentleman is going to burst in the door and, you know, try to, I don't get you into his organization or whatever.
Hey, I didn't mind it. I loved it. That was fun.
Yeah,
was
dude, that's how they institutionalize you, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
You
got to
watch
out,
that red 40.
Just this time it was a good one.
My headphones just went out,
my
man.
My headphones
did, too. They did?
Check that. It's just wait, what? I hear him again now. I hear it now.
Oh, okay, yeah, I hear it now too.
Damn.
Sometimes we fuck up.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
That's what we do. Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear him?
Say something again.
Yo.
Yo, I can hear you.
Oh, you can't? I don't hear me really.
Hold on, let me.
I kind of do. Is it all at the same level?
Yeah, they're all at four.
Oh, I heard it there.
Woo! You may turn out more.
Yeah, turn them all to six.
Put these on six too then. Let's see.
I hear it now. I hear it now.
Yeah, I hear it now.
So
oh, yeah,
it was because it was turned down. That's why I couldn't.
Put them all on five.
Yeah.
That better?
Oh, is that the audio for the headphones?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Damn.
So now I can hear it.
Why they make that separate? Well, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hey, you got to.
Yeah, you never know.
The more buttons, I just get intimidated.
So how do you feel? How you feel your first week as Black Panther?
Man, feels awesome, man. You know, Wakanda forever. I love it. I feel like it was meant to be, man. I've always loved Black Panther. I always had the gears. When I trained, I would have Black Panther stuff.
It was hell yeah.
Good shit. I even got a notebook now dedicated to Black Panther.
I like that. I do things a little bootleg, though, but I like it.
I know.
They got the Black Panther and the Black Lion.
Yeah.
They got all the black big cats, dude.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
The BBCs. The black big cats.
Big black cats.
You about to say
that
something
was
about
better.
Yeah. Big black cats.
Oh shit!
CCC.
So what happened?
I think you said CCC.
Yeah,
that's
CCC.
A little bit different, but that's okay. Yeah.
What's CCC?
Cats, and cats.
Okay.
Is that you and Jake's podcast?
Yeah.
Got him.
That was a bad voice crack. I've been doing that a lot.
It happens,
man. That's because you just turned 21.
And you were screaming those karaoke lyrics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't sing, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
He didn't sing.
No, I was back there. I was back there.
I lost my voice.
Oh, you talking about.
I didn't sing either.
You was back there killing them songs.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
I ain't never seen JJ this drunk.
Yeah. I really don't got a problem with drinking, but like I'll get very, very drunk once every 3 months.
Yeah, like the whole year I've known you, a little under a year.
Yeah.
Never seen you drunk, and then you were lit.
It's because I told myself in advance. I was like, it's Brandon's birthday. I'm going to just let myself have fun, do whatever. And then the lady fucking shorted me $10 my change at Whataburger, dude.
The same. If you watch any of these episodes, the same Whataburger girl who asked me and Sci-Fi to double team her.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
The same one.
I was getting that vibe.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
She asked me, she said, you can have my ass and you can have my mouth.
Damn.
And then this time, she shorted JJ $10.
Unbelievable.
Wait, so how did that come? Did you be like, yo, can I get like a number five? She's like, you could also get.
She brought up when she, like at Whataburger, you know how they bring your food?
Yeah.
Just like she did with us. She brought the food and she just sat down. And she sat down next to Sci-Fi. She was like, I know what y'all doing. You can have my mouth and you can have my ass.
Wow.
And Jalen had just walked in with his cousin. And then I'm sitting there like, yeah, don't. didn't expect that to come out. Like, it came out of nowhere. First of all, there was no talk before this, or we weren't flirting or anything.
You know they do that on TikTok a lot now with those jokes. Like, some girls say some weird stuff. Like, there's a pepperoni. What is it? Domino's girl. She'd be like, you can have my pepperoni. And then everybody's confused.
Oh, but that's just for, like, that's over the top to get people to interact with it. She was 100% serious.
I know. It's just, like, crazy.
Without a doubt.
When she came and dropped the food off, you know, I ordered two meals.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Go big or go home. And then she was rubbing my back. Like, she was rubbing the center of my back, and I was so drunk I didn't even feel it. But then I looked and I saw her arm moving. I was like, is she touching me right now, dude?
Yeah, I had a weird vibe too, man. I was just sitting there, just zoned out.
And then I didn't notice till the next morning that she shorted me $10.
Dude. That's fucked up.
It was fucked up.
You know she pocketed that shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But good for her, honestly.
Yeah. I even heard when we went
but I
in.
I needed it.
Yeah, right?
I still do.
We went in. She was like, y'all drunk? And I was like, yeah, she
said, y'all been drinking.
I'm going to take advantage. I don't know. You happen to know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, man. Mm-hmm.
Well.
I can't believe she shorted you after she offered us her ass in her mouth. And
that's ridiculous.
She's going to do this.
That's some bullshit.
You know what it is, Dom? It's racism.
It is.
It's like Sour Patch Kids, man. First sweet, then sour.
I didn't know what to say because, like, for a second, I got genuinely angry about it again. I was hurt about it. You can stretch $10 a long way.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. Like, and especially whenever you're taking the cash out so you don't overspend on your car.
Yeah.
So you know what you're spending.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And I don't keep money in the bank, dude.
Really?
Look at this is the Great
oldest,
Depression. Dude.
This is the oldest motherfucker you
look
guys
at that, bro. I'll keep it in the fucking bottom of my trash can, dude.
Oh, shit.
Below the bag.
What did the garbage truck come?
Just kidding. You look there, you're going to find a note that says, fuck you, bro. I'd never tell you where I keep it, dude.
Dang.
I could see you having, like, a little panel in your wall that you can pop out.
It's too
stuff
obvious.
Something in there.
It's too obvious, man.
Not like, it looks like the wall, though.
Yeah, but people would find it, bro. People would find it. Dude, you wouldn't even. I got, like, in my room, I got a whole bunch of shoe boxes on my wall. So, like, I have them, like, pinned into the wall, and I keep different things in each shoebox, dude. Mm. Who needs a fucking shelf when you got a shoebox, dude? It's resourcefulness, dude. It's like Odysseus from the Odyssey. Have you ever read that, Brandon?
We did do a little paragraph in school.
Promethazine. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Him too, man.
Yeah.
I think that's what he had to drink to get past Scylla and Charybdis or whatever.
Odysseus. How you spell this? Odysseus.
O-D-Y-S. All right,
hold up. Let me go back.
Is that Odell Beckham Jr.?
Odysseus. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Cool
look at
dude.
That guy.
That looks like Zeus.
Damn, he does.
Who is Odysseus? What did he do?
He was a general in the Trojan War. And the Odyssey is about his journey back home, and he runs into all these troubles because he was stranded for like 20 years or something like that.
Damn.
He went through this is all fake, but like he went through all these different struggles. Like, that's the fucking Cyclops, dude.
Wow.
He had to escape the Cyclops on the island, and they tied themselves under sheep to escape. And that's actually, he blinded the Cyclops, and he tricked them. He was like, the dude, while he was escaping, he was like, what's your name? And he was like, because the Cyclops' dad is Poseidon or something like that, and Poseidon would have fucked him up.
Yeah, I know that
And he was like, what's your name? He's like, my name's Nobody. And so the Cyclops was like crying out, like, nobody's hurting me. You know, nobody blinded me.
Wow.
And he's just, I don't know.
because they have a movie about this, right?
Well,
It's lore.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the Cyclops and him tricking him and all that.
Yeah,
I must have read it somewhere.
Talking about Percy Jackson.
We should remake the Odyssey for a skit. Like, do each skit, like each different situation.
Brandon would make a perfect Cyclops.
Oh my god! I was thinking ogre, but
makes sense.
He just looks like a dude that would own sheep. Shout out Ogre, man.
Shout out Ogre.
He sent me a video of somebody covering Freebird on the harp. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
Ogre sent a video. I let him pile up, and then I watch them all whenever I have time.
Oh,
and it's always a good time. He'll send some crazy shit. He'll be on here in two guests.
Hell yeah. You're in for a treat,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Ogre is the man. Funniest motherfucker, dude.
I had a moment of cognitive dissonance. I was conflicted within myself when Ogre was on the stage at Shag Nasty's, because I was like, around the 3.5 minute mark, I was like, wait, how do I give them the light, dude? And I'm not trying to be funny. That was like a genuine thought that I had. And then thank you for talking to Kim about it, because I had no idea what to do.
Yeah, because I could tell. I was like, you flashed the light. And I was like, well, there's no way Ogre can see that.
Yeah.
You know? And then I asked Kim, and she was like, he'll be done after this joke. And he started going into another joke. And he was like, it's your time, Ogre. Shout out, Kim. I went to that improv that Dan Price was on.
The sketchy
show.
That's sketchy.
At Shenanigans. And I think they're going to keep on repeating this show. And it was funny. Like, I don't get how they, like, for sketches and shit, like, it's improv out there. They had all this shit, like, with no notes or anything, and they went through all these scenarios. Probably like 10.
That's impressive, man.
And then they had like a couple of skits that were filmed. Love both of those. It was like a ghost reel, like somebody who will put a ghost in your house.
Oh, like a reverse exorcism?
Yeah, kind of like that. And then like, he's like, I'll put the ghost in your house. And then they had one of like when you didn't go back to work, when you work from home. And then they do performance reviews, but they come back. They come to your house, and it was it was like a cat lady. It was funny. And then they had a whole bunch of skits, dude, like a whole bunch. And after an intermission, Dan and Kim did the news. Fucking killed it. Like, people were coming up, like, this is my favorite part of the show.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Kim did a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. With it was like what the dude, like, the questions at the end to get the $1 million were progressively getting. Like, he killed somebody. Like, he was saying, I'm going to donate this to my best friend to the park that he died in. And then, like, all the questions were, like, getting him to admit that he killed the dude. It was funny as shit.
That is funny. I would never even think of something like that.
No, man. Not even close. Same to here. That's what I, when I was watching, and I was like, man, these guys, I mean, it's just, it's off the wall skits, but they play it grounded. And you could tell, like, it was a couple of people who were, like, at both of the skits, so they must be, like, the big improv guy. Because, you know, we don't know any of the improv guys. I mean, people.
I don't know many of them.
I don't either.
No. Ledlow's really the only.
Ledlow, and then what's the big guy's name? Because he was there, but he wasn't in it. He was on the Spelling Bee.
I know you're talking
about. Oh, you went there at the Spelling Bee, huh?
Mm-mm.
Damn, I don't remember.
You know who I'm talking about? He was funny as hell.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He does impressions too, I think, right?
Now, I don't know, because I've seen him at the Spelling Bee and like one other time. But he was hilarious at the Spelling Bee. Like, he was killing it.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not.
But
the ability to improvise, that's just like an impressive skill. Mm-hmm. To make it entertaining, make it believable. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a whole nother skill on its own, man.
Hell yeah.
So that's dope that people are able to do that. But the only time we tried to improv, dude, it was interesting.
Which time? you're talking about at the shop?
Oh, yeah. With the it was so 18th bad. Century orphans go to the mall for the first time.
Yeah. That was
we bombed.
And then whenever they explained it, I was like, I guess it was kind of easy, but in my mind, I was like, that's the hardest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know how to portray this.
It's like doing a tongue twister, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I started method acting to be an orphan. Both my parents left. I don't know if that counts as being an orphan, but like voluntary orphan.
You know, that's the my school's mascot.
Orphans?
We're the orphans.
Well, dude, that doesn't even. Can you look that up, Brandon? That.
Go to Centralia Orphans.
That's Centralia. I thought we had a
number
weird
one
mascot.
Women's basketball team in all high school basketball. In the
For
world.
Real? That's wild, dude.
Centralia Orphans.
Central, yeah, but
look, basketball's first thing that pops up.
But is there? Wait, I'm so confused. Is it like an actual orphan? Like
that's
how
the
we
orphan,
would think
right?
of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's an actual orphan, right?
Why
here.
Is he the? What about him makes him an orphan?
You
man?
Know, I never thought about it when I was younger, but we're the orphans, dude.
That's crazy. Wow. Can you look up? Can you go to like the Wikipedia page?
Yeah, let's at see
Orphan
let's
see Nation. I graduated 2006.
They took the at Orphan Nation Twitter handle, dude.
I doubt we have a Wikipedia page.
They definitely do. I thought we had a weird mascot, man. We were the Spartman High School Senators.
Oh yeah, I'm
but we were the named after a senator.
Mascots.
No, senator in like the literal like politician, the, oh, okay, like the okay. office. You know, because we're named after like John Spartman or something like that.
That's about as bad.
It's not as bad, but they're equally as strange, because who the fuck would be...
Look at our page. We all got shit.
The girls are the annies.
Yeah.
How do you have more source annies. References than actual material? Like, that makes no sense.
Okay.
Because Centralia, dude, they're so stuck in, like, dude, I'm telling you, they're stuck in, like, probably equivalent to the 1980s.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool.
Not the worst of the 80s.
Yeah.
Not any of the good things about the 80s. Just the worst part.
I like the 80s now.
People still pay with checks and
stuff. How much did they pay D-Lo to make this? To write this up, dude.
It would be some misspelling in there if he wrote it. Me too, though.
Misery.
Say, I would be good at this. Write one of these up. What a fucker. Yeah, well, that's Centralia High School, dude.
I'm trying to get on that.
I can't believe it doesn't say the winningest basketball team. We have a sign. Scroll down over here, school district.
You said school district?
Just scroll down to the over here. Yeah, I don't say no.
Damn. Go back to the basketball.
Yeah, let me just go back to basketball.
I'm trying to see the roster.
Let's see. Oh, right there, varsity.
It's March Madness. Basketball's in the air. See who up.
Okay. Roster. Oh, they got a big roster this year.
Yeah, because the numbers tend to fluctuate.
Man, let's see what we're dealing with. It's a weird ass laugh.
I love it, man. Brandon, if you could go back to like your youth, like 5, 6, 7 years old, and you could dedicate your life to playing one sport, what would you choose?
One sport? Oh man, you already know MMA.
I thought you were gonna say basketball.
No,
I
thought you were gonna say wrestling. MMA.
Well, Brandon's already good at basketball, dude.
MMA.
He's good enough, dude.
Man, fuck off.
We can't
that.
Have
MMA.
Him being any better.
I love that. No.
MMA.
Yes, that's why I would want to prefer. I'm still trying to work on fixing that when I get free time one day.
You more of a stand up, like striker, ground and pound kind of guy.
Yeah, and then I also wrestling too, because that's where we came from. I had to start wrestling.
Would you rather be in the UFC or the WWE, Brandon?
Ooh.
UFC.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. No, yeah, UFC, both same difference. Yes.
I kind of get that, though, because he wants to, like, be a UFC fighter and have that vibe, but he can still appreciate the lore and the history and the culture of the WWE.
Yeah.
It's actually because he's well-rounded, much like Odysseus, dude. Mm-hmm. A man of resourcefulness and cunning, craftiness.
Plus, later in the long line, once I get through with my career, I could be like, okay, I'm done with UFC. Let's go to WWE, because I see a lot of UFC fighters end up going to WWE, like Ronda Rousey and Ken Shamrock.
Is Ronda Rousey good? Do they like her in the WWE?
I mean, yeah, they made her very popular. Like, I think she was a heel. Mm. The heel, you know what the heel is, right?
Yeah, I know what the heel is.
She was heel, I think. Bad. Okay. Like, she was copying, they had her wear, like, Roddy Piper's shirt.
I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
That's weird. Like, WWE, like, they get to decide who's the best.
Yeah.
And then UFC is just kind of, like, if Sean Strickland wasn't good at fighting, that dude would never have even been in the company. Dude.
Oh, no, God, no.
Like, if Sean Strickland was in the WWE, could you imagine that? Him cutting a promo and just saying
something crazy.
He'd probably
be the best at it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I would be his number one fan. Don't get me. I'd have his fucking t-shirt.
Me too.
No, I'd be at WrestleMania right now, dude. Hey, that's coming up, ain't it? WrestleMania soon.
Yes, it is. WrestleMania 40.
What's the bit? 40. Oh, 40.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to be like The Rock in there. You got some Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Dusted. It's going to be crazy.
Didn't, like, before last WWE, Cody Rhodes, like, tore his pec or something, so he couldn't be in WrestleMania?
Yeah. They made plenty of action figures.
I heard
figures.
Him talking about that. Mm-hmm.
They made action figures
dude,
about
tearing
it.
Tearing your pecs, got to fuck it. Have you ever seen those? They probably post them on restricted videos. Like, people who tear their pec on, like, incline bends.
Oh, yeah. And
or
then
on
you could
bicep,
just see it, like, come off.
Oh, hell.
Ooh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that was
there it is.
Ooh, right it's there. All purple and shit, dude.
Yep,
didn't he finish the match or something?
Yeah,
shit?
He did. He's
bro,
a warrior,
how?
Man.
How? It has to be like adrenaline carrying you through this part.
Gotta be.
Because that has to hurt so fucking bad. I mean, look at it, dude. It looked like somebody hit him with a baseball bat in the chest.
Damn, that shit looks, it's bleeding.
And it's very, 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 was it memorable?
Oh, my
now,
gosh,
man.
Dude. It looks like he has a fucking black plague. That shit's grotesque.
That
true
picture right there.
Fucking warrior. Look at that shit. He had it and he was pressing it too, man.
What? Oh, they like played into
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. They were like, fuck it. What? We're going to keep rolling with, you know, you got to dedicate to the part.
Who is he fighting, right? Is that Seth Rollins?
Seth freaking Rollins.
Is he good?
Dude. Oh, hell yeah, man. That dude is amazing and funny.
I saw his dick.
You
when
did.
It got leaked online. Did you see it, Brandon?
Nah,
pull
man.
That up.
Yeah,
dude.
Let's see.
No, we're not pulling up, Seth.
All right, man. Hey, we'll
it's
see just, it after.
It's like Drake.
I'm a big wrestling fan, bro. No, just
said we'll see it after.
Nah.
He's good. Like, yeah, I got it on my phone.
I'm good. Wait, so that's really out there?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What the hell?
I just saw it on Twitter when I was like 13, you know?
Oh.
Oh, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like, you when know, you see team? All the classic ones, bro. You see Seth Rollins. You see Brett Favre.
I never seen Brett Favre. I'm a Packers fan. I've seen Jennifer Lawrence. What's the other girl?
She has a dick, man.
No, I'm talking about nudes.
I know. Dude.
Well, I remember.
I haven't looked at any of those.
When I was young, I was specific. See, when I was a young child, I don't know why. When I was young, I was just looking. I was like, let's see what they got next. There was this thing called Celeb G-Hop.
And G-Hop?
Yeah, man.
It was
about.
Either real or it was either deep fake. And yeah, we saw a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Don't know if it was real or not, but.
As long as you, just like the WWE, it's real as long as you believe, man.
It's real as whatever you want to believe, like Disney says, you know. Because I'm a Disney fan, too, man.
Yeah, Disney and porn kind of go together.
Yes, they actually do. Like, you got the,
a little bit different.
You got the little wine. And then when they tap each other, it explodes and shit. You know what? Dude.
Are you talking about, like, on Disney Channel when they would do
that thing? You know. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I know, what That's So Raven.
No, I'm talking about in the movies. You know when they start in the fairy, touches the top of the castle, and just blow up?
Oh, yeah, it's not like a real... It's like in the intro where Tinkerbell taps.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wait, what? That's the intro for the porn?
No, I was saying, like, you guys were talking about Disney. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
Disney and porn, how they cross over.
And you said,
they
actually do.
So I guess that could be a little tiny reference with the castle exploding. I don't know. That's what I was saying.
Oh, there are a lot of subliminal messages in the Disney movies.
Yeah,
like, I think the person who's ordaining...
He just tried to get. What the fuck did he just say?
I thought you were like, you know, like the Pornhub intro where it's like the little drum thing. I thought he was trying to say, like, for the Disney porn parodies, there was something similar to that. And they use, like, Tinkerbell and she, like, squirts on the castle or whatever.
No.
I don't know.
That's the Pixar thing. You know, when they go.
Oh, with the
jump on them, that I don't know why that kind of relates to it a little bit. Because, like, it's like you hear a little, like, boom, 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 and then you hear doom, 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 doom. Like, it's just more upbeat, I feel like.
I feel you, man. Yeah. I was talking to Brandon before you got in here, and we were talking about, I've been real hyped about the new Taco Bell menu items. The Cantina Chicken Quesadilla. Do yourself a favor, dude. Go try it out. And I was talking to Brandon. He was like, they put an extra taco in there, and... When he was trying to describe to me what the taco looked like, I was like, was it a hard shell or soft shell taco? And he went, you know, it's like a soft shell.
Like that soft shell. Soft shell. Okay,
please put that. You have to switch to his camera on.
Oh,
that.
It definitely is. Soft shell.
Are you describing? This is, it's interesting that you're trying to do a visual demonstration for texture.
Yeah, because my thing, like a burrito is fully covered. But
that's
taco,
how you would describe a burrito.
Yeah, the burrito because
what if
it's covered
up. This is ASL.
But
you know sign
taco,
language?
That's a taco. Because it's like you put the meat in there.
If you're doing a taco, I don't feel like this is it.
You
man.
Don't see the taco, like the hard.
I mean,
taco.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but that's I don't think that's how I would do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
You know,
I don't think anybody in the world would do that, but you. So you say burrito is this?
Yeah, because everything's covered. Uh-huh. I feel like everything's covered up.
Okay.
So, and then
now,
it's soft.
That's soft shell.
Yeah, because look, it's like the.
Then what's hard?
Oh, my bad. They're both, like, because of you. Like, when you have it fully up. Like, even with a soft one, I'll make it look like this.
He's saying this is the shell.
Yeah, shell.
But why do you say what's different between a hard shell and a soft shell?
What would you do for soft shell?
Make it a little looser. That's what we'll do. Make it looser. Cause, like,
I feel like
with
you
the
can
soft
be done
shell,
with words.
No, because I'm saying make it loose. Because with the soft one, it's loosening up a little bit. So that, but the hard one's more stiff. The hard one more stiff.
But I was trying real hard to be on your side, Brandon. You're losing me, man. I kind of get the vision with the hard shell.
So
I get that.
Yeah. So which one was it? A soft shell or hard shell?
Oh, it was soft.
It was a soft.
Soft shell. And amazing. It was like it was really good.
I think it was that new burrito, bro.
Man.
I didn't try it, but the quesadilla is banging. Crispy chicken taco is banging. So good, man. But that still doesn't have anything on Guthrie, dude. Golden fried and made with pride since 1965. Yeah, we don't have to watch it, dude.
But Gunther.
Let's sing it.
Guthrie's. That's the only line that I know.
Say it again. What's how this line go?
Golden fried, made with pride since 1965. That's the only line I remember.
Gunther's.
There's a lot of American flags, a lot of white people, not a lot of diversity.
Not a lot at all.
But go to Guthrie's, man. That shit is good, bro.
See, I want to go, but the closest one is Coleman, and that's a sundown town.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
Well, whenever we go to Birmingham next time, they got one in like one of the suburbs out there, and it was good, man.
Hell
it's fucking good. I went at 10 a.m. to eat fried chicken, dude, because it's just that good, bro.
So you waited till they opened to go in there?
It just so happened to line up because I was coming back from Auburn.
Okay.
To like line up to where I got there right at 10:30, you know, and I was about to pull. It was a sign from the Lord. It was a Sunday, I believe. And I was pulling. I had to stop to get, not get gas. I had to piss. But I was going to go to a gas station. But then I saw a Guthrie's right there, and I was like, bro, this is a sign. Yeah. So I went in there, got some food. It was good. It was probably about 35 degrees outside, and the man who was in the drive-thru was wearing like one of those puffer like sweater vests with short sleeves on. And, you know, he's
divine intervention.
He's probably drinking, though, keeping him warm, dude.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't blame him.
Not wrong.
Food was good, came out on time. That's all I care about, man.
Hell yeah.
I think you should be able to drink on the job as long as you're not like a driver.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Definitely should be able to smoke on the job.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to stop people from doing that.
Oh, no.
Like, hey, you know, with the pins. With the
pins
and shit.
Now. No, yeah, hell yeah.
Everybody's high, dude.
I lost my pin, man. I'm so mad about that.
Oh, man.
And that was a while ago, too, man. I know you're mad about that.
Still mad. Because it was his last one.
And that was like a brand new.
In the box.
In the box.
And these were the 2 grams.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
So they last forever. I would have still been puffing on it right now.
Damn, man.
The liquid diamond blend, dude, doesn't get better than that.
That shit hurts.
It's a high quality.
I mean,
resin.
I lost it my lifetime. A lot. Let's take a moment of silence.
Come on.
Play taps, dude. If you learn how to play taps on the trumpet, dude, please.
Man, shit, I'll do it.
Oh, happy Palm Sunday, by the way, guys.
What?
Is that what they do?
I don't know what Palm Sunday is.
It's like palm olive, like the leaves when Jesus rode into the town.
No idea.
Because Easter's next Sunday.
Yeah, Easter Sunday. I know about that. I got a green suit for that.
Oh shit!
You got to dress to the nines suit. On Easter Sunday. You don't go to church any other day. Well, Easter Sunday, you go to church.
I'll be there,
and that's for the Lord.
You can catch me at your local Baptist establishment.
Because it's on a Sunday. We're shooting because we're going to shoot on Saturday because of Easter Sunday. Because
out of respect.
Out of respect. Oh, look at that nigga Barry. That's my boy.
Whoa.
So what's the suit? Like any of these?
If you ain't Barry White, you ain't got a bag. Look at
it. I love how Dom said it was a green suit. And Brandon was like, did it look like this? And picked on the only black and white picture.
It could be. It could be green. Can you imagine?
Bro. I didn't know that's what he was doing. One of those people, dude, he's one of those guys that almost has a strong-ass face.
Oh, yeah, he was cool as
like
hell.
Like Angelina Jolie. Shit. This one's not as angular, but it's still a strong-ass face.
Yeah, it's strong features.
Is that Drake?
Huh?
Is that Drake down there, dude?
Oh, no.
He sampled some of his shit.
Oh.
Oh,
they say he's trying to get
his hair. Oh, that's his hairstyle.
Hey, but Barry was fried, died, and laid to the side. You see that motherfucker ain't playing with that curl.
Man, I remember back in the day.
With that lined up beard. Barry was ugly than a motherfucker, but he had all the bitches back then.
That's a crazy lineup, dude. It's like a curve.
Mm-hmm. It's a curve, but it's fresh, though.
Yeah, I'm not hating, bro. Mm-hmm. You know me.
Oh, man, yeah.
All right, we got to go.
Hell yeah.
Our guest should be here in a second. The great Ashlyn Lutz.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
The darling of Huntsville County.
Yes.
Self-proclaimed, that wasn't a derogatory remark, I promise.
But she's funny, and she's going to be a ball of energy. I already
hell
know
yeah.
it. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. See you in a second.
See you guys.
Good evening, and welcome to the Moonshine News Report. I'm Dan Price.
And I'm Sierra Moses.
Presidential candidate and noted theologian Donald J. Trump endorsed a $60 God Bless the USA Bible this week. The Bible includes the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and other editions. All proceeds from Bible sales will go to feed the poor and the hungry. No, just kidding. The proceeds will go to help the guy convicted of fraud and sexual abuse defend himself from paying hush money to a porn star.
President Joe Biden sparked outrage this week when he once again proclaimed March 31st the International Transgender Day of Visibility, which happens to fall on Easter Sunday this year. Many right-wing Christians took to social media to criticize the proclamation and holiday, accusing Joe Biden of, quote, replacing Easter. This response only perpetuates the stereotype that while Democrats like their eggs sunny side up, Christian conservatives prefer them hunted, deviled, or unfertilized.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed this week when a key support pillar was struck by a container ship. The massive steel truss bridge collapsed into the river, killing 6 construction workers and blocking the Baltimore harbor. It's the most devastation caused in Baltimore since the Archdiocese of Baltimore.
The Department of Homeland Security executed a search warrant this week at the properties of music mogul Sean Diddy Combs in relation to an ongoing investigation. Combs faces allegations of sex trafficking and sexual assault and fled for the Caribbean shortly after the raid, sparking further speculation. Evidence collected from the raid is expected to be released in the coming weeks. Until then, the diddler remains untouched, unlike many of his alleged victims.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee signed a law requiring a range of protections for adult dancers across the state. Known as the Stripper's Bill of Rights, the law mandates numerous policies and protections, including sexual harassment training for club employees, enhanced security measures in dressing rooms, and limits on the nightly fees that can be charged to dancers by club owners. Also in Washington State, 50,000 Amazon employees wish they were strippers.
The identity of a billion-dollar Powerball winner was revealed this Friday. 39-year-old Yanira Alvarez of Southern California chose to receive the $558 million lump sum, which will cover her rent in L.A. for the next 6 months.
And now for our continuing coverage of Apocalypse Watch 2024, sponsored by Do Nation HQ. And their new summer flavor sensation, Star Spangled Splash, the official caffeinated beverage of the end of days. A swarm of locusts will emerge from the ground in April, unleashing a month-long feeding and mating frenzy. Scientists call it spring break. Trillions of insects have been living underground, waiting to emerge for more than a decade. So naturally, they picked an election year.
Singer Lizzo has sparked rumors of retirement after posting an emotional statement to Instagram on Friday, saying, "I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit." The pop star has faced backlash in the recent year after 3 of her backup dancers accused her of sexual harassment, discrimination, and assault. Said the backup dancers in response to Lizzo's announcement, "It's about damn time."
Finnish Ambassador Kai Sauer said in an interview that Scandinavian diplomats are returning to the old ways of, quote, sauna diplomacy to evade Russian spies and hackers. The use of saunas for passing confidential information is making a comeback because it's not easy for 2 naked men to hide a wire. A comeback is also how you know your sauna diplomacy session has ended. That'll do it for this week's Moonshine News Report. I'm Dan Price.
And I'm Sierra Moses. Don't shoot the messengers.
This week's featured comedian.
What kind of vibes I give off up here, okay? I had a bartender tell me one time I reminded him of both Gina Davis and Beetlejuice. Which I think unfair. I think you had to pick, am I charming or a goblin? Sir, am I charming or a goblin? Both? I'm going to take you back to my little goblin novel, and if you answer these riddles 3, you're going to get this goblin dick. You answered right, actually. I am a charming goblin. I lost 50 pounds on purpose recently. Thank you. I'm single. He was short. He's also a really big Joe Rogan fan, so I consider myself a survivor. I don't know why crypto guys are so into choking. I don't know what information they want out of me. But I do not feel like I have it. I mean, I would have told you at the start.
Dude, you know what I just thought about?
What?
We should remake that. Have you ever seen that movie where the kid plays baseball and he breaks his arm and he goes to the major leagues, but he's like 12 because he broke his arm and it made him throw so fast? What's it called?
Rookie of the Year.
See, I just hit my funny bone, and then you hit it, and then you go become like a nationally touring, hyper-successful comedian, but then you hit it again, and everybody hates you.
Damn.
Hey, and it's real sad. Damn, man. Nothing good
just
happens.
Just a hard bomb for an hour.
you bomb at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, you're talking about... like Dave Chappelle.
Got him.
Hey! Our guest today making her presence known. Oh,
who we got today, JJ?
We have one of the favorites of the Huntsville mm-hmm. Comedy.
What's she called?
The self-proclaimed darling of Huntsville Comedy. That's not me being derogatory. A co-producer on the Night Camp Variety Show at Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Let's go.
You can catch her at shows all around Huntsville, including the one that just happened, the Tickled Pink at Orion Amphitheater.
I was there. It was great.
Hell yeah. Today we have on Ashlyn Lutz.
Hey!
Thank you.
Hey, Ashlyn, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hell yeah, good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you.
I was there at the Orion Theater, and when I tell you, I've been telling everybody you brought the motherfucking house down.
Gasp.
That was my first time seeing you do the splits.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody told me that you did it, but I have never seen you do it. And yeah, you brought that shit down.
It's funny. I like don't stretch or anything like that. I was like, I wrote that joke and I was like, well, I guess I have to learn how to do the splits.
Wait, you learned it just for the joke?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
well, yeah. No, like when I first started telling that joke, like I could not do a split at all. I just was like.
So how long did it take?
I just was like, I think it was like a month and a half before I was like, this is impressive.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
shit, I think I can kind of do the split now.
Hold.
It's wild.
We should insert a clip of us trying to see how low we can go on a spot.
Oh, we can totally do that.
You don't
do that. Look at this is going to end in a like a copay. I feel like
get hurt. I'm like, oh,
this is a good time to do it because I realized like I kept getting like too drunk and then just going for the split.
Ooh.
And so I was like hurt for like a week after, but I was like, I think I loosened something up. I think I can do this now.
So you come from a big family.
Yes.
Eight mm-hmm. siblings.
No, 10.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we got 8 of them. Can I say their names?
Yeah, you can say their names.
Jennifer, Isaac, Alan. I don't even know how to say the A-L.
Elena.
Elena. Luke, Jennifer. Oh, two. Heather and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two Jennifers?
No, there's just one Jennifer.
Oh. Jennifer's on here.
Yeah, we had Jennifer and Jennifer. They're twins.
That's what I wanted. I think I had Jennifer and Jennifer.
One with two ends.
That's funny.
We couldn't pick, so. We also have, wait, I don't know. I can say them in order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you know. Okay, we have Heather, Brandon, Mandy, Billy, Brittany, Luke, me, Elena, Jenna, Isaac, Allen.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you're like smack in the middle, kind of.
Yes.
I guess okay. It's the same way. I think it's 11 of us total. Mm-hmm. And I'm like right in the middle.
Whew.
Yeah.
Damn.
11. Are you guys from like different?
Oh, yeah.
You're the same?
We're the same.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We're like Pentecostal pastor same.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is what I was excited to talk to you about. You grew up really religious.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Like Cole S.
Yes. Yes.
I'm
like
with you.
Where we can't watch Disney movies because of something.
Oh, we couldn't watch Disney's. That's a little harder than mine.
We could watch Disney Channel later on, but mm-hmm. still not Cartoon Network and still not like MTV.
MTV. Or, so you couldn't listen to any worldly music.
No.
What did they call it? What did your parents call it?
Secular.
Secular. Yeah, secular music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
one of your first jokes is I have to know more about this about your mom performed an exorcism on you.
Yeah, that was my first joke. And it's not even a joke, it's just like a story.
Can we please
just,
hear
like,
it?
Tell you guys about how my mom tried to exorcise me when I was a kid. Also, I think I was like I think I was like 10.
Okay, yeah.
And so me and my mom, we were just like watching TV together, and she had found this like documentary style of like people who had been possessed by demons. And so it was like a Dateline, but like for possession, where it just like tells the story and like priests come in with like the facts of the matter. And, like, this was probably a bull-headed demon. Okay, hardest to get rid of. like an encyclopedia of the demon types. And so like we were watching this one episode and like the guy got possessed and he like, they got in the car. I'm telling you what I remember from when I was 10. But like got in the car and was driving, but like the whole time he was driving, he was like looking at the lady.
Oh wow.
And so like didn't look at the road the whole time he drove home in the story. And then, like, they got home. They got, like, a priest there. Also, like, first of all, excellent driver, the demon. He knew those. he had been around that. Those back roads. He's been in that town for generations. But anyway, they got home. The priest, like straitjacketed him or something. I don't know. And then he had, like, a briefcase that he opened. This is what I remember from when I was 10. So these facts could be very wrong at this point. But then either he had like a plate and like a little glass cup and then a vial of holy water. So he like poured the holy water in the cup, put the plate on top of it, flipped it over, put it on the guy's head and started like praying and tapping it. And the guy like yawned really big and it was like, yep, the demon's gone. We got rid of the demon. And then my mom, like in the same, like right after that episode ended, went into our like trailer kitchen and got like a styrofoam plate and like literally a red Solo cup and like filled it with tap water in the kitchen and then put the styrofoam plate on it, like flipped it over, did the same device the priest did, and then just came over to me while I was like chilling on the couch. Started like doing that same thing to me.
Do you think you were possessed?
I don't know, dog. I never figured it out. She has not. She doesn't remember.
My mom does the same thing. Oh, I don't remember these things.
I was like, why did you? Why? What was it? Because I got mad I didn't let her finish.
Yeah, okay.
So then for like years later, I was like, she knew something I didn't know. I'm probably, yeah. I'm possessed.
But she got it out of you.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't let her.
Oh, it only halfway worked. Yeah,
okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was bullheaded. Get it out.
Yeah, I know when I was young, I did something wrong or got in trouble sometimes. Like, my mom got too mad and accidentally cussed or something. She'd get, like, the oil and then pray, put it on my head. Mm-hmm. And then put it over the walls and be like, okay, I got to. Then she would do the times. And
I can still smell the olive oil.
Oh, man, I smell it, too. It's so good.
The olive oil? No. Not we were the elite. Virgin. We were working with that shit. We were the elite.
Oh, no.
My dad was the pastor, all right? He had that. He had that vial on him.
He had that thing on him. What was your first song that you listened to?
I think
that
it was
you
like,
snuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you snuck. I think it was Vampire Weekend. My sister had just got married, and so she like married a hipster. And then he like snuck made the sister I was sharing a room with CDs. And so like we had like basically like pirated illegal CDs like hidden in our dresser.
Hell yeah.
It was like Vampire Weekend and I found it and I really was this close to snitching because I was like, Brittany, if you send us to hell, I'm gonna be so upset with you. But then like it was like that Vampire Weekend like obvious bicycle album. Yeah.
Okay. I got in trouble for listening to Backstreet Boys whenever I was
mm-hmm.
young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. The whole thing. I blamed it on my brother. Who's lit VH1 in this house? And I blamed it on my big brother, and then he got a whooping. And I was like, my bad, bro.
Dang,
oh, my gosh. Which song did they find that you were listening to? Like, which
I
one?
Want it that away.
Ooh.
Worth it.
Right?
Worth it. Come on.
But what's secular about that, man?
It ain't Jesus.
It ain't, yep. If it ain't Jesus, it doesn't roll. Not at all. And then I remember one time I had like an action figure and I traded it for somebody in school for Dr. Ock from Spider-Man. Ooh. With all the things. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. My mom was like, get this devil stuff out of my house. I can't believe you brought this in here. Made me so scared because I was young. I probably was like 6 or 7. And then like I just remember it being laying on my floor. I had a bunk bed and I was on top and I was just looking at him like, that's the devil right there. I threw it away. I was so scared of it.
You guys were intense.
Oh yeah.
We could do superheroes. We could even do like Lord of the Rings. But like,
oh okay.
Harry Potter? Hell no.
No Harry Potter. No.
I couldn't do Harry Potter until I got my grandma in on it, dude. We would watch Harry Potter Weekend on ABC Family, and she really liked Dobby. That was my end of Harry Potter. Dobby. Was Dobby. Yeah, dude. When he died, my grandma sobbed real tears, bro.
Oh,
real
damn.
Tears.
Wrong one.
It's fucked up, man.
Let's see. My mom fucked up having 11 because, you know, like at 8, I don't give a damn.
Right? And then, like, you all were in the same house growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Which, well, so my youngest brother was born after my oldest sister moved out.
Oh, okay.
My nephew is actually older than my littlest brother. So that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. My little brother's the same age, or 2 years older than my niece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the, yeah.
Just kept having them.
Mm-hmm. Is that the long skirts?
It is, but we weren't the long skirt type. Mm-hmm. We were like the speak in tongues and like everybody fell asleep during service type. but not like, we didn't do nothing with snakes. No. We didn't have the long skirts. So.
Huncha bilan na na na.
That's exactly what Sean McConnell.
Yeah.
Y'all are just freestyling for the Lord, man.
For sure. I'm not good at it, dog. I love it. I was the best in the region.
Hey, I got in a lot of trouble if I fell asleep in church, man.
I would get popped.
No, I'm talking about like they got passed out in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they were so into it. Yeah, that
we
they
had
didn't
blankets,
take it.
Man. We had blankets. We had to put over the lady.
Yeah.
Are they special we even blankets? Had,
yeah.
Ooh.
That's the blankets you pull out when the ladies flipped out for the Lord.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you got to cover their skirts.
The hysterical blankets, dude.
They run up and down the hall. The runway.
Oh, my mom was a flag flyer.
What's a flag flyer?
Oh, she had the flag. She was dancing with
the flag. Okay.
Christian color guard.
Hey, hell yeah. Heck yeah.
Oh, she was in color guard in high school. I think she was just chasing that high.
Could have went to Nationals.
Fighting to sprain my ankle, dude. On that pew.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, when I was growing up, we didn't listen to music, but I think it was more so less of like a religious thing and more so of like a lack of culture, mm-hmm. You know, because my grandparents, they didn't play anything. Like in the car, I thought like when I got where I went with my friends and stuff, they played music in the car. I was like, is this even allowed? Like, is this legal? Yeah. Like, can you play it while you're driving? It just seems distracting, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, I won't play music in the car when I'm by myself anymore.
He has serial killer vibes, too.
Mm-hmm. Old people are weird.
Oh, yeah. Were any of y'all a kid when SpongeBob came out?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it.
You were allowed to watch it?
Mm-mm.
No, I wasn't until I was like 6. I don't know. My mom said it was too inappropriate.
There is some wild stuff.
Yeah, it's very inappropriate. It's crazy. When I watched it and grew up in life, I realized, yeah, that shit was crazy.
Man, but knowing all the things that were going on behind the scenes at Nickelodeon now.
Oh, my God. And it wasn't
Oh, my gosh.
Don't even. That's
what we want.
Hey, I saw it, too. I watched it all night last night.
You, too. I want you to
I haven't watched it, but, like, okay. So, basically, Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. Dan Snyder? Is that his name?
Dan Snyder.
He was a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He was, like, raping the kids. And he was, like, dude. I mean, we know, like, the foot stuff in the episodes. But he was, like, foot assaulting these kids, like a whole bunch of shit. And then I think but I think he like raped Drake Bell and like Amanda Bynes, and then like it was like, oh, we didn't know, it wasn't public.
From Drake and Josh.
Oh no, it was another Drake guy and Josh that they recently found, or they didn't
another
recently.
One
it was another him hold on this guy he was the worst one I, like
oh,
dude
right oh yeah he's the he? One yes. He's the one that did that to Drake Bell.
I found out he was so bad that a kid came there one day, he had a painting, he was like, what's that clown painting? Apparently he was a pen pal with John Wayne fucking Gacy.
What,
get the fuck
out
of here,
man. That dude right there,
pedophile too, like before he was on.
Oh, they hired him knowing that shit?
Even when he got out, they rehired him, but they were like, you got all these limits, you can't do that, you can't do this.
How is that not, like, the main requirement for working with kids?
Dude, Hollywood's fucked. Oh, my God. It should be. It should be
number one.
Mm-hmm. And you know what was worse, man? Like, when they were in the court, they showed all these celebrities and stuff that were defending the dude,
mm-hmm.
telling the kid he was wrong, when the kid was like, how are you going to tell me when I'm telling y'all what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a kid.
Yeah, that's they're like, oh, he's a kid.
Because I saw, it was like a YouTube, I haven't seen the documentary, but it was like a YouTube clip, and they were talking about him, and they were talking about... all those people came on his side, like really famous people, and were like, wrote letters for him, and they said they wrote it under not knowing what was going on, but you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna write something.
Why
for somebody
agree
without,
if you don't know the story?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, that doesn't even make sense.
Like a character witnesses and shit like that.
Damn, but wait.
Who did it? Who did
it? Uh-uh. And then they said even Leonardo DiCaprio was a victim from Brian Peck, too, they found out.
Oh, wow.
Damn. See, and if I was a victim and that guy's as big as Leo, I would crush them. I'm talking about make their life so bad.
Oh, damn.
Wouldn't even get the police involved. But I'm telling you, I would make them. Oh, they would.
And that's one of the guys that was backing him up.
Oh, that's James Morrison.
He was backing him. He was backing Brian
he was
up.
Backing him up.
He
would have been a kid.
Yeah, but he was like, he wrote like a letter saying something about it. Let me see. What is his name?
Yeah, a whole bunch of
them. Are you reading this from the headline of the picture?
No. I saw the documentary. Like, in there, they said he wrote something. I forgot, but like back then, because he hung around him a lot. I'd have to relook at it, but they said, he wrote a letter about it.
Did you get into the, when the pandemic came and all the Hollywood or...
Holly Weird,
all that stuff?
Did I get,
did you get into the conspiracy theories?
Oh, no, but I have I will get behind some conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Holly Weird one?
It's like, it was like they're eating children.
Adrenochrome.
They're sucking the blood out.
No, I didn't get into that. My little sisters did, but...
But they were saying everybody in Hollywood, like the... what's that cult?
The Tegans? Oh.
Yeah, but no, they were in it for sure.
Yeah, that's a cult.
That's 100%. The one I heard about.
That was the first one I heard about, too. It was like... Mm-hmm. But yeah, whatever they claimed about her, they claimed about a lot of people.
This is the letter.
Yeah, this is the letter right
here.
This
weak-ass letter, dude. In Times New Roman.
I can read it to y'all. Radio voice.
Go ahead. Right. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me hold this. I know Brian very well, and I know how much he has suffered since August of 2003. Brian is a good person with a very healthy fear and respect for the law. And I assume you, what Brian has been through the last year is the suffering of 100 men. I don't intend to victimize Brian, nor would he ever wish that, but... I do feel compelled in light on the fact that I have learned his lesson. I guarantee you, the earth would fall from the sky before Brian would even think about doing something like this again.
Again.
So he knows.
I hope that you consider what I have stated here in your judgment. I owe to Peck Brian a lot of who I am and who I am proud to be. Sincerely, James Morrison.
That's grooming.
Damn.
Man.
How old was he in 2003?
Let's see. What was his name?
He's, I mean, he's got to be older than me, so he was old enough.
Let's see. James Marston was born in 1973, so 10, 20. So he was 20 in 1993.
Oh,
he turned 30
him.
In 2003.
Yeah.
So he was 30-something when
this
happened.
That's wild as shit, man.
Damn.
And never Marsden. Mind.
I saw this dude on Hop, man. Come on.
Yeah, I like this guy.
What? Now we got the new Sonic.
That's what I'm
They're
saying.
They're taking the new Sonic.
Oh, no.
This was my movie as a kid. Now, he had the big ass feet.
Oh, my God.
Just like me.
That's what.
Oh, no, man.
So what would be a conspiracy? What's one of the ones you're into?
Like you really believe?
Yeah.
Oh, that I really believe? Mm-hmm. I do think Hollywood is like pedophilic elite.
Oh,
I think that's like 100% up there. Mm-hmm. Epstein shit, I believe all that shit. Mm-hmm.
Or do you go, on the Epstein, do you go as far as like think you know who's on the list?
I don't know anything about the list. I think we'll get it. And
but
I
it's
think
never
I'll
came
wait.
Out. But they teased it like
well, we
four
found
or five
out
times.
That
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, we found out.
So
Stephen
the list
Hawking
did come out.
Jay-Z.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they said something about Jay-Z.
Okay, I think there was different times of the island seasonally. I think we had a we're raping kids time season, and then it was like yachts, bitches. And I think it was like...
Yeah.
I think like a full list probably isn't like all of these people are the pedophiles.
Yeah, because you got to think if they're like, all the presidents and all these elites come out here, you want to go... Somebody invites you out there.
Also, he was like, I don't know what he did, but he was like a pristine rich.
Yeah, he was
person. Epstein, so like, he had like luxurious guests.
Yeah, and he was always, he was friends with like the royals.
Really,
really
good
that's friends.
That's not surprising.
With.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That one dude was
that prince
Andrew.
They got his ass.
All the
they made him step down.
Lock him up.
I'm not reading all that.
Oh shit! Yeah. You went on Al Jazeera.
That's what that. Yep, Al Jazeera. Is that a factual right there? Let
me see. Oh yeah, that's a well-regarded publication, dude. For all your North African news.
Oh, I need to take a look sometime.
Is that where the island was?
No, no, I don't think so. Actually, that's a really good fucking question.
Let me search island location.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah, just in case you accidentally stumble upon it one day.
Virgin Islands.
Oh, so Virgin Islands with no virgin.
Jesus.
Oh, that came out wrong.
Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
okay.
We looked up his island location. Never mind. I thought when you looked up the Virgin Islands, it was like
the number one on Wikipedia.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
I think that's like one of the most expensive places to live, though. The Virgin Islands.
Is it?
I think like the per capita is like one of the most expensive places to live.
Rent.
How much is a studio in the Virgin Islands?
Well, he paid, what was it, $7.95 million, but that was in 1998, so.
Oh, that thing's worse. Well, I don't know.
Ooh, $110 million, I think, now. Maybe.
My gosh, man.
Jesus.
That's like the GDP of like a really small country, dude.
Yeah.
That's. Virgin Islands does have like this one office building, too, that's like two stories, but it's like housing like 300 of the top 500 companies in the world for tax fraud.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Damn.
That's where you go if you want to commit tax fraud.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Write that down for later.
All right. Hook this up.
So you like improv? Or you went to college for improv, right?
No, I didn't go to. I did improv in college.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I get it. Her major was improv.
I think Jalen went to like a arts college and he did something in stand up, like actually.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to do too. Like the same place he was at, Columbia, I was almost in, but you know, I'm broke, so I couldn't get in.
Because when you switch states, you don't get
out of state tuition. Mm-hmm. Insane.
Yeah. So how'd you like it?
It was a lot of fun. I was a star.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
I was also an alcoholic, but
it happens to
lab rat.
Yeah, lab rat. I was a lab rat.
Wait, you were you in the show Lab Rat? So you just a lab rat?
Yeah, dude. Oh. Yeah. I sang the intro. I was one of the extras at the high school.
I was like, that's so cool.
So did you, while you were in college, were you doing stand up or just improv?
No, I think I did stand up like twice in college. There was like a stand up thing that had just opened at a bar, and it was like literally just my improv troupe and some friends that like went and did it. But I think I had done it like twice, and then COVID happened.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then, so I had like done stand up before, but not like actually.
And you went to Mississippi State?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, shout out.
Hell yeah, hold up.
Fuck Ole Miss. Yeah,
there we go.
I don't know anything about football, so I hate Ole Miss.
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't like them either.
So when did you start like really getting into stand-up?
When I moved to Huntsville in like July 2021. July 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like,
man, so almost 3-4
years.
Yeah,
almost 3
years
now. Come on, look.
Hell yeah. Hold up. Hold up. Hey.
And you're already a killer. I'm telling you. I've seen you kill before. That old Ryan show. You brought that motherfucker down.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Woo! Because Raina went up first.
Raina was killing. I mean, the vibes were set so well. Mm-hmm. Like that was a good show. That was a really good show.
And then there was another between you and Raina. Mm-hmm. I didn't know her name. I can't remember her name.
She was our bucket spot. So it was one of our headliners brought her. I don't remember her name.
Yeah. That's all right.
We'll edit it in.
You
all
right? All right.
We'll put it right here.
It's like we'll her mouth but saying Brandon is saying it.
We just cut it to you saying it.
Yeah. In a different like stance.
We'd be like,
it's Brandon's voice on her body.
Like, name it.
I'll just say like water. Cut your voice in on that.
Oh, man. No, but you're a killer. You're my girlfriend's favorite Huntsville comedian.
Good.
With all of them being considered, including me, man. I'm not even upset about it. Not at all.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, she saw you at the Terrific
last month.
Yeah, you killed that.
Yeah, you.
That was good.
Thank you. Yeah, I was like starting to get like very nervous for like shows again.
Yeah.
And so that was one of them. And I like accidentally told a bunch of my jokes weird. Like, I told him, like, in a different way, but, like, everybody was like, I like the way you said that joke tonight. And I was like, hey, I gotta watch that.
All right, so Scott put you on your first show, right?
Yeah, it was, like, a show at Bar at 805, uh-huh. And he had, like, some traveling comedians come in, and I was like, not, I was, like, new.
Uh-huh.
It was, like... I was new, and he was like, hey, you're going to go up before these ladies, by the way. And I was like, okay. And I got like $15.
Hell yeah.
How's
the
winning? You did cross country?
Oh, yeah, wow. In high school. Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of runners on here.
Yeah, what's up Carson? With that, dude?
Hmm? You and Carson.
Yeah, runners. Yeah. Yeah, and, that's why we get along.
And
yeah.
That's who you co-host at Nightcap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is that? Because I haven't been yet.
Night Camp is like, it's like a variety show.
That, okay.
And I mean, like, so me and Carson, we planned a few, but then we were like asked, like, hey, you want to do another Night Camp? So like that was huge. That it yeah. was like, hey, we like Night Camp, keep it coming. But it's like a variety show. So we have two improvisers, like two people that are the improv people from mm-hmm. like, because we have a Huntsville improvise like.
Yeah, I do. I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
Wait, what
I try
is
to call it improvisation.
Improvise.
Yo, I did that last night with Symphony on the radio. I actually said, this is I'm struggling. Sympathy.
Symphony?
Yeah, and I spent 10 minutes just constantly saying sympathy. Sympathy.
This was live on the radio?
Oh, no, I turned that air off. Like, I mean, I was struggling on the air, too. Like, even on the air, I was like, and then I got so mad when I turned off. Like, man.
Trash.
I was waiting for the phone call. What the fuck was that, Brandon? Sorry. Oh, man. Yeah.
We have a Huntsville imprint. We have a scene for that thing too. And so we have two people that are improvisers only, and then we get like four comics. So the comics will do like a little set, but then they are also in the improv game.
Oh, okay.
So like we have improvisers so that like they actually know how to run the scene. So it like it's a good improv scene. But then it's like the stand ups like just thrown to the winds with it too. And then sometimes we have drag shows, which is awesome.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
cool.
Hell yeah, yeah.
So that's like a halftime closer opener. It's like it's a good time.
That sounds like a good time. Oh yeah. I went to the show they had yesterday.
Sketchy,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was
and
it?
It was good. It's so crazy how you guys can remember all that shit. Like, there would be no way. For like, it was like 10 sketches.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
wow. And they didn't have a piece of paper. They didn't have, you know, anything to remember it off of. And they just knew all of it. And didn't break. Like, I thought it was going to be at least a couple breaks. Mm-hmm. Didn't break at all. It was good. Hell it was yeah. really fun.
So how do you get into, like, this improv? Do you have to do, like, a class thing if you want
to
get into
it? I think you have to do a class. Shenanigans does, mm-hmm. like, Thunderdomes, which is, like, anybody can go and do that. But you have to go to, like, a practice or two beforehand.
Okay.
And so if you like probably reached out and was like, hey, when are your Thunderdome practice dates? I want to try it. I think you could
okay.
do it like that.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cool.
They do have classes.
They do have classes though, yeah.
Go check out shenanigans.com. I know it's not called
HuntsvilleLaughs.com.
Okay, yep, HuntsvilleLaughs.com. Yes. And look up the calendar. You can get on there.
That's what I'm going to do.
Who's doing Huntsville Laughs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't either.
That's a good question.
Who runs the website?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I thought that was Shenanigans' site.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, so it has to be Kim or Jessica. Yeah, Jessica.
I've been killing them, yeah.
Probably Jessica.
Maybe.
Kim's going to watch this. She'll tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm guessing right now, Jessica, for sure.
We'll find out.
Oh, my God. Jessica posted a picture of you, Dan, and Kim on Facebook yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny, dude.
Oh, yeah, I saw
like,
that.
Y'all standing next to each other. There, she was like, they're up to something.
They're up to something. We were just trying to figure something out about how to create a new channel on YouTube. It took all three of us. We're all over there.
To create an dude. Account?
Yeah.
I have my gosh.
You were so
what
dedicated.
What filter are we going to use?
Jessica's like, I'm on it.
Yeah. I saw Dom. I was like, "That's a fucking working man right there."
Yeah, you were grinding. Yeah,
you were so focused, bro. I loved it.
Well, because I didn't know what the fuck. I was like, I should know how to do this. You know, when somebody asks you something, like immediately, I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, just do this." Then it wasn't working. You start thinking like, "I'm gonna try." But nothing was working.
I was wrong.
That was us yesterday trying to figure out how to color correct white people on the podcast. Because they just get washed out.
Yeah. You're going to have to draw that nose back. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, we're getting better at it. We're getting a little better.
Hope maybe this episode it looks good. Hey. And you just, I'm not even visible.
The warm light, I appreciate the warm light. I got my summer, or not my winter paleness. So.
So where are you from? You're not from here, right?
Nah, I'm from like Florida.
Florida.
Like Pensacola. Shores. Shores?
No. No. Like, Pensacola.
Pensacola's
Pensacola.
Like,
I got my boy from Pensacola. That's how he told you. Like, she got a little drop back there. That's exactly how he said. She got a little drop back there. What you doing, my big dog? That's how he said. Shout out Knight. He never watched this one.
Can I ask you a question, though? Mm-hmm. Was buying like CDs at the gas station a big thing back in the day?
Well, you wouldn't buy like a legit CD at a gas station, but you would buy, it would be people out there to buy bootlegs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So, you know, you would have somebody out there be like, I got the new 400 Degrees by Hot Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd be like, how much? And they try to charge you. And they would try to charge you like $6 or something like that. Because the CD back then was like 20. Oh,
I think 15? It was like, 15.
15. I think like $15 for
a CD. It's kind of steep for one CD.
Yeah, but that was the only way you could get music back then. There was no...
That's what I would have done in a past life.
The stream what? Sold CDs?
Sold CDs.
Oh, it was cool as shit.
Yes.
That's how I saw Iron Man 2. I got fucked up. Because you remember that special dude slamming? My mom pulled up to Kroger's. He opened up his van. He opened up his trunk. He was like, what the fuck y'all want? She was like, get him Iron Man 2. That's how I saw, what was it, Horton Hears the Who?
That was the worst one, dude. That was the worst one.
What? I mean, I thought it was all right. Yeah, you're right. It was weird. The first one was way better.
I think Robert Downey Jr. had a relapse that year or something, dude. Maybe. It went downhill.
You like the Marvel movies?
I stopped at Endgame.
Oh. Yeah.
Because that's where it fucking ended.
Exactly. Yep.
Thank you.
So, all those other shit. I don't like Marvel anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
But I did.
Mm-hmm. Endgame and before, I mean,
everybody was into it. Like, to some extent. It was an event
to go to the movies and watch this. Oh, and then they should have just ended it. You could have ended it and brought in whatever the new thing is.
And I like the Tom Holland Spider-Man. I like the direction they went with that, where it's like, okay, now we can do multiverse.
Uh-huh.
Now we can do other things other than the main storyline.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is over.
Mm-hmm. That's over.
But they won't let it die.
What about Deadpool? Money. You like the Deadpool?
I do like Deadpool. Yeah.
You gonna come out of retirement and see the new one, though?
In theaters? No. But I will watch it when it comes out on HBO Max. No.
I've never seen a Deadpool.
Oh, man. So. You got it. You're missing out.
It's really good. It is good. It's a fun... That's a fun hero movie.
I like that they cuss.
Oh, they cuss?
They do everything.
Yeah, I like that they say bad words.
Man, they cuss. Dumb, like, edgy
they have
stuff.
Sex, all that.
I thought that's how... You remember the movie Hancock?
Oh, man. Yeah.
With Will Smith? I thought that was going to be way better. Because in the commercial, he was like, he was drinking something, and some old lady said, shut up, bitch. I'm like, this is going to be the best superhero movie of all time.
It just turned out to be a bad love story.
Yeah, that was rough.
Son of a...
Oh, man. Shit.
That Dune 2 movie was good to see in theaters, though.
It was good. Yeah. It was a lot of like... like sensory overload, just like loud war noise, like, but not even like the war noise, like the big like bongs and like misty desert. There's like 17 of those shots.
Damn.
Did you see the whole thing with the Dune 2 like limited edition popcorn bucket?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
my buddy has one.
Yeah.
He's already fucked it.
I was looking into it.
He broke it in, man.
No.
Because it's got that worm. Look at that.
Oh, God.
Why is the hand coming out?
Look at how much it costs now, man. I was so upset. I was like, fuck.
Wait, what?
How much do they cost?
It's like almost $100 now. Look, one's $179. Damn. It's like you miss out. You had a chance. You just...
Should have got one.
Yeah.
You wanted one, Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool to have.
I feel like you could just get one that's designed for that purpose.
Come on,
for
I had
cheaper,
a football,
honestly.
Man. This is,
oh, yeah. That was fucking.
He once had a pocket pussy that was shaped as a football.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to understand. And you know what sucks about this?
What?
You know what? Nobody else know this shit, but we went there with my whole family, and we snuck in the back trunk because we were like real young. We were 14, and we just
you were 14. You had a football party.
14 or 15, yeah. And me and my friend were in Spencer's.
It was dedicated to the sport.
We were in Spencer's.
I don't got time to think about bitches.
Yeah, I knew we were gonna be a while, so I said fuck it. But I sent my friend in there. I was like, go get two, man. You know, and
go get two.
He made it so awkward. He was like, so, hey, this is my first time getting one. I don't know why the fuck you would tell the cash register that. He was like, okay, fuck it. So then we went home. And then we tried out. And then he was like, I don't like it. I threw it in the trash. I was like, me too. I didn't. But I realized something that you should have done. I was supposed to take it out of the football. I didn't know that.
So the whole time you were trying to bang it, it was in the football.
He's tossing around the old pigs.
That's why you
dude.
Didn't like it how
I
felt.
Yeah, I was like, this shit is weird, man. How the fuck am I? In my young ass, I didn't know you had to stretch it out. I didn't know, man. I was learning.
These are the things we learn here on Clown College.
Yeah. Hey, it's Clown College, man. We're here to learn.
And How'd you find out you could take it out of the football?
Found out. Actually, it was like a couple months ago because I was sitting out. No,
you've had an extended relationship? You said
no.
14, you just turned 21.
No, you got
7 years.
No. What happened was I was reminiscing about the old days one day, and I was like, shit, man, I could have just took it out. Maybe it would have felt better. I don't know. Buy some shit for
so it was meant to fuck as a football.
Oh, yeah, it was meant to. Okay. What you did was you twisted. You had a front and back. And you twist whichever side you felt that day. And, yeah, you're supposed to take that whole thing out of the football.
The sleeve.
Like, yeah, the sleeve. That's just that's the treasure case. I don't know.
He made himself uncomfortable when he said that.
It's weird. It's a weird time.
Oh, shit.
Fuck football.
Football now.
What happened? Well,
where's it at?
Sure can't catch it.
No, I
just catch it and you just get
those
fucking
days
facial.
Are behind us, man. I try to catch it and throw it back. That's all I got now, man.
He's not allowed at the live shows. No.
I can't do it.
No. Just watch it on TV.
Now I'm just thinking about when we were throwing the football around outside Cannabar. If that was Brandon's football or not, dude.
I don't know what happened.
Why he had
football.
To excuse himself early?
Why is it so fucking slippery, dude?
I was like, damn.
Just like been in the bathroom a long time.
You were throwing football.
Cannabar's got a nice bathroom, though.
Yeah.
Single and just a little slide lock on the mm-hmm. door. They got a good setup in there, man.
Yeah.
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 Brandon knows.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go in there to do what I got to do, then go tell a joke. That's what I got. Because
all
of you,
in the
because
of
because at first, I heard Brandon knows what he knows about that, and then the second go, we were talking about footballs and being in the room too long. So I was like, let's let them know I don't do that.
Oh, you don't masturbate in the bathroom?
No, not a joke about masturbating. That's why I was making y'all like, just no, I don't go to places and just, no, we don't do that.
Like, that is frowned upon.
Yes. Yeah. No, I can't.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
PSA, you shouldn't.
Yeah, you hear that old man? No. You don't do
don't
that.
Don't jerk
shit.
Off in public restrooms. I'm looking at you, Charlie.
This dude was talking to me at my job. He's like, hey, man. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, freaking weird ass.
Well, what?
At your
was
job, somebody said you
like
should go jack
dude,
off in the bathroom?
Was about standing outside, and he was like, look at it, this horizon out here. I was like, what are you talking about, sir? He was like, you know on your break, I bet you go in there and do that. I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, well, I know I do. And I was like, okay, man.
Did he work with you?
No, it was a random ass dude.
Yeah,
I never seen him
flirting.
Again in my
yeah,
life.
He was, yeah,
he I
was
never flirting. Seen him in my life That's, again.
Nobody asks people stuff like that, Brandon.
I
don't
did
he ask to spend his break?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't. I was like, oh, okay. That's weird.
You should do it. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, oh, all right, man. Up. All right, cool. Goodbye. I'm awkward.
You have a
that the awkwardness was not on you.
No, not on you at all.
Yeah, hey.
Do you have an embarrassing story that you would tell? Like, what, like something you got really embarrassed about?
Something I got really embarrassed about?
Yeah.
Like for comedy or just comedy. In general?
Oh, okay. It could be in general, just if it's a funny
story. I was like, oh man, I shit myself.
Oh yeah. We've all been there.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You say you shot yourself?
No, what? Shit. Oh. Like your anal leakage that you had.
Yeah, well, shit yourself. Everybody does that as growing up.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We're supportive.
I don't have to quit,
geez. That was the fucking year. That was the year it happened to me. 2008. Madagascar 2
came
out. That's
the last time you shit yourself?
Yes. 2008. Madagascar 2.
Pull up a picture of IHOP.
There we go.
That son of a bitch.
Oh, damn, dude.
Raggedy, good for nothing.
Ooh. When's the last time you shit yourself, Dom?
Hmm. You know, it's been a while. It's been a while, but...
2 weeks? Accident-free?
At least. Probably like 6 years.
I've shit myself more recently than that.
Yeah, I've shit myself more recently than that.
It was my first day.
Let's hear all the shit story.
I'll tell you, dude. It was my first day of my junior year of college. Mm-hmm. I shit my pants on the drive to school.
Damn.
I trusted the fart. Well, I went home. No, dude. I didn't go to class after that.
But if you had a test, you would have to.
I had a lot more shit on my mind. Shit. Yeah, it was bad, man. I just went home, and then I went to my next class, though, dude.
Okay.
I wasn't going to let it ruin my entire day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't show up with shit in your pants.
No. Oh, no, you can't.
Well, you could.
That is also frowned upon.
Very frowned upon.
Yo, you ever ripped your pants?
Where's your next one? What was your last time?
I think mine was like last August.
Oh yeah. Sometimes. Those warmer months will get you.
Yeah, they are rough.
I'd had 3 cups of coffee already. That day was long.
Ooh. Oh no.
I was driving home. I also trusted the fart, and I was like, now I shit myself.
You can't trust those farts.
No. Me, I was too. That's when anxiety is good. I was too paranoid back then. Like, you saw it. You remember when I fought all going for because I was too fucked up, drunk, and I got the bag? Whenever I feel like a storm's coming, I go prepare, man. Like, I was in school, I said, oh, shit. I just ran in there. People were like, where the fuck are you going? I saved it all, man. Because if I would have trusted it, that would have been a bad day.
See,
I feel you.
Now, I'll say this. I never shit where it went down, like, my leg.
Oh, no.
I haven't either.
No?
I had shorts on, man.
No.
But I was sitting down, so it was all contained.
No.
Well, what about when you stood up to get it out?
It was more of like a crab shuffle. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of the car. And then just went directly into my house. Couldn't look any of my family in the eye at that point, dude.
I peed on myself not too. I definitely pissed on myself. And
I feel like pissing is way easier to avoid, though.
See, here goes the thing. Whenever I had to piss, I was driving home from somebody's house. And when I left her house, I had to piss really bad. And I knew that there was a gas station on the way between my house and her house. Right? So I'm like, I'm good to stop at this gas station. When I got out to go to the gas station, it was closed. And then so I'm like, okay, I can make it back. And like, I got back in the car and I was like, I can't make it. So and this was when I was in the Army. So I had to go through a gate to get back on. Like, somebody checks you. So my whole thing was like, I had some Gatorade next. So I was like, I'm going to pour the Gatorade on me. And if he asks me, why?
Why'd you really pour the Gatorade on you?
Like, man, it's purple. What the fuck?
That's smart.
I'm like, no, I spilled Gatorade on myself, man. He didn't ask.
It's like, why is the stain purple?
He didn't ask. I just spilled Gatorade on myself.
Yo, did you ever accidentally rip your pants or something in front of people?
I did that in Austin last time I was there.
Oh.
Dead ass.
Hell yeah, man.
Man, that happens all the time.
Oh, well, hey, that mine then. Hey, man, that was bad.
Oh, my gosh, man. I've never told this. I feel really bad about this. So I like to wear these Carhartt t-shirts. Like, I wear a Carhartt just because I like how it feels, man. Mm-hmm. And the thing about them is they have the tags on, like, the side right here. It's not in the back. So and it rubs against my, like, handle right here, dude. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. Irritation. So I was standing at the urinal one time at fucking Campus 805 right outside the speakeasy. And I was I had a little bit to drink, and I was like, I gotta get this fucking thing off of me. And I ripped the tag off, and I'm standing at the urinal pissing, and I rip it off, and it throws my body like this, and I piss all over the wall. Like, if there was somebody at the urinal next to me, like, I would have gave them an impromptu wet t-shirt contest, dude.
Shit.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
Thank goodness you didn't.
You got to be the author of your own story, dude.
Imagine if I was working there, man. They would have been like, Brandon, we need you to clean this shit. Somebody pee all over the walls.
You do get stuck with that, man. I'm sorry. You got to stop saying yes to that.
I can't. I don't have a choice. Because
you do, Brandon. You do. Like, no, you can be the author of your own story.
That's it. Get out. And I'd be like, all right, throw the mop bucket at him.
What should he tell him, Ashley?
What should I tell him? Fuck y'all. No, what? You can't do that.
It's that they always come to him to make him clean up the shit.
Yeah, like crime scenes.
Yeah, and then they don't give him hours. They don't give him raises, but he always has to clean up the shit and the piss every time.
Like, if we had a homeless dude do a revenge crap, he got mad because we kicked him out. He came back in there because he had an elephant foot of his wheelchair and got it all over the place. And then they're like, Brandon, if you do it. No, they were like, Brandon, we need you to clean. So I cleaned. It was so bad.
What's your job title?
A bagger, clerk.
And then what sometimes do you mean bagger, clerk, and you're cleaning shit?
Customer service. Like, sometimes what they do is they get, like, certain people to clean. So they'll go up to be like, it's your day to do it. It's your day to do it. And then at one point, they just had it me the whole time because they were like, you're so good. Yeah, and then now I'm getting to the point, I'm like, I don't know. Fuck no.
You should have said no a while ago, say no now.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Tell her what your compensation was for cleaning the shit.
A free sub.
Come on.
A free sub.
Did you get to choose what was on it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Extra meat.
I got me the buffalo chicken special, man. Take
it back. Buffalo chicken special. What's the buffalo chicken special? Your personal thing?
Yes. So okay, I get the white bread, then I get the buffalo chicken, then I get some blue cheese, and after the blue cheese, I put some Swiss cheese on it, and then a little bit of ranch. Not that much, a little slice of mayonnaise that you can't even really tell. Like, just I tell them what they do is what you got to do. This is how you do it. So you get the scoop, and then you put it against the thing at the bottom. You got a little line, and then you put it on the bread like that and toast it. And then you can put lettuce on there. Maybe if you're risky or feisty or going crazy that day, put a little black olives, and that's it.
I clean a crime scene for that.
Yeah, see, there you go.
What's your sub of choice?
I actually had to give up cheese recently.
Oh,
no, this was my, I was coming back for it. Coming back for it. But I'm like a vegetable. I like a vegetable.
You asked for veggie quesadilla. Do you eat meat, though?
I do eat meat. It's just not my preference. Because I was vegetarian for like a couple years, like through high school. And then so I was like, well, I'll eat meat again. But then it just like, I still was like, man, but that veggie sandwich was delish.
Veggie sandwich. Onions, tomatoes.
Onions, lettuce, which I'll put turkey on it, mayonnaise. Sometimes I'll get crazy, a piece of bacon, maybe two. Club? That's a club. Yeah. I like a club. With pesto? Holy shit. I'm putting pesto on everything.
I never tried pesto.
Oh, hell, man. You got to.
If you're cleaning shit off the wall, dude, you need some pesto on your sandwich.
I know.
Hey, yeah.
Let's see what pesto looks like.
I tell you, two bags of chips. And a fruit cup.
Oh, shit. That looks interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want this after I clean. I don't. They hand me this. I'm like, this a game?
He's seen too many kinds of shit to eat pesto.
I can't get over when he was describing the sandwich. He said a slice of mayonnaise.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I'm very like, if you do a little, okay, so this is the butter knife. And then if you see it, it has to be, I want it lined like this. Because if you got a little bit, then it's going
to
take over.
You're
the whole
asking
show.
Somebody to do this
no,
for you?
No, I don't ask them. I just say light. I don't ask. I'd be like, real light. But that's if I ever had the knife, I would do it. Like, if somebody gets this and does this and it's like too crazy, I'd be like, well, this is just going to be a messy sandwich. Mm-hmm. But that's what I prefer. Light.
Well, Ashley, this is the end of the podcast.
Hell
it's been a fun one.
This has been a fun one.
We got some good laughs. I mean, I was crying over here. For real. What you going to do now? In this camera right here, you say anything you got coming up, your socials and everything, and we'll have her on the side of you.
My name is Ashley Lutz. You can catch me at night camp in June of this year. If not sooner, probably going to be June. You can find me on Instagram at ass.deluxe. Don't add me on Facebook. probably, but you can find me on Instagram.
Hell yeah.